Okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably. So that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms. Just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet, too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be. And wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tension that were there, almost, but not quite. Completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be, just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. You're just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. 2. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We are just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of responsibility, of diligence, and honesty filling your mind. You can feel a deep longing for independence and speak with experience, a great work ethic in all you say and do, and a certain taste for apples. You don't feel afraid to get dirty, to feel the rewarding sensations of a hard day's work. You're not afraid to take the lead, even to the point of seeming bossy at times. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more. More intensely until you reach your goal. A bright checkered finish line. A hard-working pony always reaches her goals. Always crossing the finish line. You never give up, right? Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling. Starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upward slowly, deeply penetrating to your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers begin to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, the tips become shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering, as they become your new hooves. A sturdy yet smooth covering, as they become your new hooves. and they merge together. 4. Then 3. Then 2. Until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your leg twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother try, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo similar, unstoppable action. You're doing reliably now. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of integrity and honesty, of resourcefulness and responsibility, you realize how vigorous you really are. Every pony enjoys the fruits of your labor, second to none. The sweat on your brow, you can't leave a job undone. Many ponies look up to you, you like to be a leader, sometimes maybe a little too much. Sometimes you can be the slightest bit bossy, and you admit that to yourself. Even total strangers come far and wide to try your products. You love to get your hooves dirty, both to get down to business and to have a good time. You have even helped total strangers, even saved the whole town, regardless of if it was difficult. Even to the point of exhaustion at times. You like putting your hoof down. Somehow you always know exactly what they need. Headstrong to a fault, you like to take on any challenge to do it on your own, even to the point of exhaustion. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends whom you would do anything for. It's like drugs to you. Your smile is always determined. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You would do anything for them. Seeing unfinished work or a friend in need, however brief, leaves you devastated. Offering a helping hand is what you do best. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. Truly be like and be a pony. Honorable and upright, casual and persevering. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. Responsible, accountable, and genuine. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time, you feel a happiness, so jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity, apples fall from the tree. Feel as the changes pass over your ear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this, sugar cube. Different from usual daily life, but welcome out the same, because who wouldn't want to be a cute pastel pony? To have some magic and happiness in their day. I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots through the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, straw-like hair bursts forth gracefully from it, like a flower at first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine, as a light, pale, gray olive color extends from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail, ending in a ponytail that you put in, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it, although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. What a joy to bug trees, the apples falling down. You can't help but enjoy the sensations, can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a slightly boyish, twangy, and southern feminine voice. Feel that the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling ever so slightly at its end. A lovely, straw-like, pale, gracious leaf made for you to wear with diligence, messily thrown into a ponytail. As the change comes to pass over your head, you feel your ears gradually falling from your head, like old brown leaves that are of no use to you anymore. New ones, pointed mare's ears, grow back up on your head. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft orange fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outwards into your new muzzle. Your face extends out to naturally form your lovely face, some freckles sprouting on your cheek. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently. Your iris changing color to a lovely green tint. Your eyelashes grow out steadily, lengthening into feminine lashes. I wonder if you can pat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A beautiful pony head for a beautiful pony. And as a tingling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form. A lovely orange mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Diligent thoughts, hardworking, and reliable. Daydreaming, apple-bucking, relaxing, it is so natural, as you know this to be true because you are the honest pony. So relaxed. You feel happy admiring your new body, enjoying its strength. You've done so well so far. Every pony you love would be proud of all the progress you've made and will make. You've done such a good job on your performance. A plus for sure, as Twilight would say herself. You stand on top of the hill, overlooking the whole of Sweet Apple Acres. Everything around you as you look into the distance. Everything in its place as you stand in the kitchen, baking an apple pie for you and your friends. You are the most hard-working pony in all of Equestria after all. But you already knew that. But you try to remain modest. But it's the right thing to do. That fact is as plain as day, as Celestia's rising sun. Why else would you have such loving and understanding friends that care for you as much as you do for them, aside from your own undying honesty to any pony or anything? Just thinking about your friends as you rest against an apple tree, maybe pondering which tree to buck first, or whether you should make cider or bake those apples. Just having one of those as they are sounds good too. Maybe I should bake a pie for them and have a picnic with them all. Here's to a soothing, relaxing afternoon. A nice break away from the hard work and everything else. Unless you're needed elsewhere, honesty. Surely this will be a treat. To relax with all your friends around, giving you that sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much when helping others. Sweet Apple Acres. All the apple trees with their ripe, delicious apples. Apple bucking season is about to start. This will be hard work, but you know that your family will help you. Just thinking about all the rewarding hard work, hundreds of buckets overfilled with ripe and delicious apples, as you go about your work, giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly. Truly lost in your hard work, but not letting it get the best of you. Honesty and diligence first, your steps quicken, licking your muscle as you think of what you will do today. As you hear the sound of hooves against that grassy ground, your idle humming noise and the wonderful sounds of nature in the background. I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away once we get to your destination, the apple trees. The sights of all the delicious apples, green, yellow, and red ones, the sounds of birds chirping in the background, and the sun high in the sky as you feel everything soaking into you, becoming part of you, even warmer and lighter now. Yes, stronger. And more diligent because with each passing second, each chance to be honorable and upright, you become better and better at what you love to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out. As simple as getting lost in your own head. You stand on top of the hill, overlooking Sweet Apple Acres. Everything around you as you look into the distance. Everything in its place as you stand in the kitchen, a bag of flour in your muzzle, preparing the batter for an apple pie for you and your friends. Now again, stepping back to the hill. On the hill you look around to see your surroundings. Soak in the fresh air as you take in the lush green and the red ripe apples before you. You can trot around, now getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. To do something, instead of just waiting for apple bucking season to start. That was good, but this is even better. You are here, so excited. Now getting a chance to reap the fruits of your hard work, and to relax in the shadow of a tree after a hard day. You carry the apples around on your back, planning to sell some of them, to use others for one of your tasty pies. There's always something to do, I'm sure you agree. It is so great to see the results of your work. Just trotting around under the trees, taking in the sights of them all, just thinking of all the treat that would be made with these apples. Silently thinking to yourself exactly how many trees and how many different kinds of apples there are and what kind of foods can be made out of them. It surely fills you with the most excitement and happiness you could ever wish for, aside being there to help others as you are honest and dependable at the deepest core of your heart. Standing upon the market square, advertising your apples to anybody that trots by, feelings of honesty and diligence welling up in you. Various stands and ponies of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, bartering various foods for their next meal, several of them depending on you. You suddenly see an earth pony, packed full of things, probably for his family to eat, losing several bits. You rush to him, picking those bits up with your hooves, catching up to him and giving them back. His honest smile and thankfulness warm your heart, knowing that you did the right thing. Apples, carrots, celery stalks, fruits and vegetables. Honesty, dependability, hard work, and everything else. The sights and sounds of nature, of hundreds and hundreds of apple trees floating up as you feel everything soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more diligent and in tune with your emotions now. You might even let them get the best of you at times. Yes, honest and more dependable because with each passing second, each day of life, you become better and better at what you love to do. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. You're doing such a good job. Again, stepping back out of a loop of deep thought, standing in the kitchen before the shelf on the floor, you look around to see your surroundings. Everything in its place as you look down from that hill on top of sweet apple acres. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. Now, instead of just thinking about it. So fascinating. Now getting a chance to reap the fruits of your hard work and to relax in the shadow of a tree after a hard day. You carry the apples around on your back, planning to sell some of them, to use others for one of your tasty pies. There's always something to do, I'm sure you agree. It is so great to see the results of your work. Just trotting around under the trees, taking in the sights of them all, just thinking of all the treat that would be made with these apples. Silently thinking to yourself exactly how many trees and how many different kinds of apples there are and what kind of foods can be made out of them. It surely fills you with the most excitement and happiness you could ever wish for, aside being there to help others. Various stands and ponies of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, bartering various foods for their next meal. Several of them depending on you. You suddenly see an earth pony, packed full of things, probably for his family to eat, losing several bits. You rush to him, picking those bits up with your hooves, catching up to him and giving them back. His honest smile and thankfulness warms your heart, knowing that you did the right thing. Apples, carrots, celery stalks, fruits and vegetables. Honesty, dependability, hard work and everything else. The wide and green fields containing various vegetables, the various green apple trees with their delicious red apples, row upon endless row. The view of the sunrise from the hill next to the farm, when Celestia begins to raise the sun, so warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when you show your honesty. Try not to run now. You have to be a good little filly. You have to pace this out. You don't want to tire yourself out before you get to see it all, although that is very unlikely with your strong hooves. Now, just in awe, like Twilight Sparkle would be when she gets lost in a good book or learning a new spell. I bet you can imagine that. How is she? You think to yourself, before getting re-immersed in everything, deeper and deeper. It's like so big. I wonder how many trees there are. Apple to apple to apple. A constant hurricane of fruits and vegetables. So many things you need to do, filling your mind. Bucking apples, helping Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie, everybody else as well. All of your wonderful friends, all yours to care for and love. Love, honesty, and dependability. Apples, a hurricane of fruits around you. Big Macintosh stands above you, a straw in his muzzle, chewing on it slowly as you wake up under an apple tree. You almost forgot their competition with Rainbow Dash. Yep. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voice is a slightly boyish, twangy and southern feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. A voice of someone who feels right just being her hard-working little self. You can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around in your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail. And pointed ears. The reliable, diligent and honest feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur. All yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a reliable pony. And whenever you say, I'm a reliable pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the reliable little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the reliable little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the reliable little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a reliable pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful pony. And now, now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number you'll wake up a little bit more. Slowly but surely coming to consciousness in your lovely pony form. The the sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. 1. Blackness at first, slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy. 2. More and more as your hard-working mind starts to bubble to the surface. 3. Consciousness returning. Those wonderful, responsible thoughts. You slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form, hooves and legs, muzzle and tail, and your flowing mane too. And then your surroundings lazily begin to come back into focus. 4. Almost there. Now you feel that numbness of your nap slowly wearing off. You give your tail a shake, fluffing it slightly while you stretch out. 5. Refreshed and awake, truly honest. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.